Hey, this is Charlotte, and you're listening to Aligned, the podcast for reprogramming your mind for inner peace and happiness. I made this podcast for those of us who feel like we want to align both our spiritual and our human selves and live a complete experience here on Earth. Today's episode, I want to talk about the question that, do we need everything outside ourselves to be the way we want it to be in order for us to be happy? Can we be happy even if things outside of ourselves or in our lives are not the way we want them to be? Can we be happy even though things outside of ourselves fall apart, even though things are inconvenient, even though the things we attached our happiness to are breaking and falling out of our lives? Can we be happy even though we haven't achieved everything we want to achieve? Can we be happy even though we are not in the relationship we want to be in, even though we don't have the career we want, even though we don't feel like we are living our purpose yet? Can we be happy even if the things outside of ourselves are not the way we want them to be? I love this topic because I feel like a lot of us are living, attaching our happiness to outside circumstances and feeling completely destroyed when things are not the way we want it to be. Feeling completely empty and lost every time something outside of ourselves doesn't work out. If we don't get the job we wanted, if we don't get into the university we wanted to get into, if we don't find ourselves in our dream relationship, if someone dumps us, if we don't have the body we want, if our health is not the way we want it to be. And we attach our happiness to so many outside circumstances that we set ourselves up for failure, because there is this quote that the only thing that is certain is that nothing is certain. And it's so true, and we all know it, but it's as if we want to live in this world where we think that things don't change and things don't fall apart. And we just want everything to stay the way it is and for everything and everyone to be the way we want them to be. We want people to be in a way and behave in a way that is convenient for us. We want them to act in a way and say the things in a way where we can accept them and where it's easy for us to love them, where there's no conflict, and where we just have peace. We feel like we're not in control of our own happiness or our own reactions or the way we create our own life. We feel like we need to react to all these things coming from outside of us. We attach our happiness to things and people being the way we want them to be. So what I wanted to talk to you about today in this episode is, how can we become unattached to things, unattached of needing things to be the way we want them to be? Because obviously we are all striving for things. We have goals and we have dreams, and we have a strong purpose that we feel and that we want to create and live in this world. So obviously we do feel a strong yearning towards fulfilling that. But all the little things in between, if we feel like every detour and every setback and everything so-called failure that we call the things that don't work out, if we let that destroy us and think that those things are meant to break us, that those setbacks are taking us further from fulfilling that which we are here to create, then we are making ourselves unhappy for no reason. What if the things that are setbacks, what if the things that are not working out, what if the things that are falling apart and breaking, what if the people that are being taken out of your life, what about the relationships that are failing, the jobs you didn't get, the house you didn't get, what if all of those things that you thought you needed for your happiness and didn't work out, what if those things are actually taking you closer to your fulfillment? What if those things are actually taking you closer to the life that you are envisioning? Because when you raise your vibration and when you become crystal clear on what it is that you want on the deepest soul level, and I don't mean the things that you want because you think they're going to make you happy. I'm talking about the things that you want because you feel is your purpose on earth. There's a big difference between aligning your goals with your spiritual self and having human goals just because you think that it will bring you happiness and fulfillment. So what if the very things are falling apart because you're raising your vibration and you're connected to your spiritual purpose? What if the very people are removed from your life because they are not serving your highest good, but your ego attached its happiness to them? What if the things that you thought you needed and you thought that needed to be the way they are for you to be happy are falling apart because you are shedding layers, because you raised your vibration and you became clear and asked the universe to be in charge? The thing that many lightworkers, many people, or all of us sometimes get wrong is that we know how everything is going to work out, and we think we need to know how, and we need to have a crystal clear plan to the outcome, when really the outcome is what we're clear about, and the things in between, there's no way we can prepare for all of that and know all of that. And I've learned that if I think that the things that fall apart are here to hurt me and are a setback and are a failure just because they ended, then I destroy myself and I destroy my inner peace in that moment. So if you can teach yourself to, in any given moment where things fall apart, where it's painful because uncertainty hits you, if you can teach yourself to think in a better way, in a more helpful way, to think that this is here to bless me and this is here for my highest good and this is here to take me closer to the purpose I feel inside, this is actually here to bring me more happiness, not less happiness. If you can really teach yourself to believe that and perceive things from that angle and not to see endings as failure or something you should be sad about, then you will find instant happiness. And it's not fake happiness, it's a deeper connection to yourself and the inner knowing, having faith and trust that everything is working out for your greatest good, everything is working out best case scenario, because being connected to your spiritual self, to your higher self, to the universe, whatever you want to call it, raising your vibration, it's not always high vibe and happiness, it's not a path of just always feeling good and everything always working out the way you want it to work out. No, like a lot of times things fall completely apart because the things you thought you wanted with your small human mind, you tried to create the way you intended them to be. The universe has far greater and bigger things and ways of functioning that we cannot even comprehend with our human mind. So a lot of our plans are actually not working out because we are thinking so small. But by raising our vibration and surrendering and asking the universe to be in charge, but still working and taking inspired action towards the things that we feel called to do and called to be, then that is still being in alignment with the universe and everything that is, but things fall apart. And I cannot stress that enough, that endings are not failures and uncertainty is not something that's here to break us. Uncertainty is this beautiful emptiness of space that you create for the things that you really, really, really want. It's a space where you invite the universe in to co-create with you, so you don't try to make everything happen yourself. It's the space where you can have faith and you trust that everything is working out for you, because it is. You are not here to suffer, and you're not here to be punished or to punish. You're not here to live a life where things fall apart to hurt you, or where you experience setback after setback just because it's supposed to be painful for you. And I hope that you can feel that. So the next time something comes up, something inconvenient, as little as the bus is late and you will be late to your meeting or to your work or to meeting a friend, tell yourself that everything is working out best case scenario. I'm supposed to be a little late. Maybe I will meet someone on a bus or overhear a conversation that I'm supposed to hear. Maybe there's something at that meeting place that was supposed to happen before I got there, so I was supposed to be a little late. You never know how the universe works, and sometimes you will never know what happened, but everything is lined up and aligned perfectly. When you put your trust in it and your faith in it, you enable an energy greater than yourself to flow through you, to flow around you, to flow in your own life, and you make space for miracles to happen. You make space for these encounters that are meant to happen. So every time today and this week and for the rest of your life, try to think of this. Whenever things fall apart or there are setbacks or really painful things happen, try to tell yourself to see it from a different perspective. Can you change the angle that you see this from? Can you see that this is here to bless you? Can you on a deeper level feel that this is good for you, even though you're telling yourself that this is painful because this was supposed to be my happiness? Also, can you find happiness in this moment without needing things outside of you to be a certain way? Can you love your body even though it doesn't look the way you want it to look yet? Can you love your body even though you don't feel completely healthy? Can you love your life even though everything outside of you is not the way you want it to be right now, but you are in the progress of changing that? Can you be proud of yourself even though you haven't accomplished the things that you think you need to accomplish to be proud of yourself? Can you feel all of those things right now? Can you feel love even though you are not in a relationship? Can you feel love for yourself? Can you take yourself on dates? Can you create and do the things that you want to do right now, even though you feel like you don't have all the things that you need in order to do so? That's what I wanted to talk about today, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this. I would love to hear your perspective on this. I would love to hear your examples. So if you like this episode, please leave me a review, send it to a friend who really needs to hear this, and I will see you, actually not see you, but you will hear from me in the next episode. Have a blessed day.